This is Worldview on WBEZ. I'm Jerome McDonnell. It's time for Global Notes, our look at international music with Tony Sarabia, the host of Morning Shift and Radio M. Hey, Tony.
Hey, Jerome.
Once in a while, we take a look at a reissue or something that's come out before. And this one that we're looking at today comes out in 1962. It's admired by Frank Sinatra, Bob Hope, and Liberace, as I've been saying. And it's a groundbreaking record. Nobody's ever made a record like this before.
No.
Let's hear a cut. Let's hear the first cut, Mad About the Boy.
Mad about the boy. It's pretty funny, but I'm mad about the boy. He has a gay appeal that makes me feel there's maybe something sad about the boy. Walking down the street, his eyes look out at me from people that I meet. I can't believe it's true, but when I'm blue, in some strange way I'm glad about the boy.
There it is, Mad About the Boy from the album Love is a Drag for Adult Listeners Only.
Yeah, and the rest of the title is Sultry Stylings by a Most Unusual Vocalist. And, you know, when it comes to Radio M, which I host on Friday nights from 9 until 11, I come across a great number of wonderful reissues of music from Africa, from Greece, all over the world that, you know, if it wasn't reissued, we'd never hear about it. And when I heard the story about this particular reissue, Jerome, I was thinking, wow, this is pretty phenomenal. We gotta talk about this on Worldview. This album came out in 1962,
and the feature here is that all the songs were songs that were previously recorded by women about men, and now it's a man singing the song. And, you know, it's the first album that recognized that men love men and they sing songs to them.
Yeah. And you and I were kind of, you know, I was kind of scratching my head about the subtitle for adult listeners only. And as you rightfully pointed out, well, think about it. In 1962, you know, homosexuality was illegal in just about every corner of this country. So it would have been pretty risque for a lot of people to hear a man singing love songs about another man.
And it was so risque that the man who was singing did not reveal his name. There is no vocalist on this record.
No, there was nothing, no information.
It's harmful to your career?
Nothing whatsoever known about this record except for the songs, the titles, and the cover, the title of the album. It wasn't until this record archivist named J.D. Doyle came across this record and started playing it on a public radio show that he hosts once a month called Queer Music Heritage. And he also has a corresponding website. And he didn't know much about it. Turns out that the guy who produced this record back in 1964 saw his name or the title of the record mentioned on this website, contacted J.D. Doyle. Now, the guy was already 85 years old. His name is Murray Garrett, and started telling the story about how this album was made.
Well, that's terrific. Before we hear it, let's hear another tune from it. And we go to the Boy Next Door.
The moment I saw him smile, I knew he was just my style. My only regret is we've never met, for I dream of him all the while. But he doesn't know I exist, no matter how I may persist. So it's clear to see.
More music from Love is a Drag, a reissue. It's originally from 1962. And what was the story behind this, since nobody knew who the singer was, nobody knew who the musicians were, nobody knew who the producer was?
Well, the album was put out in 1962, Jerome, but the story and the idea really goes back to 1946. So Murray Garrett was a teenager, and some friends took him to this little bar in Greenwich Village. And he, I think he was said he was about 16, 17 years old. And he noticed there was a really good-looking guy up on stage singing a song that typically a woman would sing, maybe like The Boy Next Door. And said, number one, this guy has a really good voice. And number two, wait a minute, but he's singing songs that typically are meant for women. What's going on here? And the friend that took him to the bar said, well, I don't know if you know this, but this is a gay bar that's famous for a lot of musicians. And he said the guy was singing, all the songs that he sang were songs about men that women would sing. And that stuck with him so much so that every time he would hear one of these songs, and a lot of these songs are standards. This one, The Man I Love, He's Funny That Way. Every time he would hear the song, not just by a woman, he would smile remembering this. So short part of it is that there was a friend of his who was starting a record label and came to him and said, hey, you're very creative. I'm looking for ideas here to put out an album. You have an idea? And he said, as a matter of fact, I do. And this story became the idea.
And now it's interesting that who is the singer here? To explain who, because Murray eventually reveals who the singer
is. Yeah, the singer was a business partner of Murray Garrett. They had a photography studio, and they were both well-known in Hollywood. Murray had photographed for Life magazine. They had their own business. And the singer turned out to be his business partner, who was also at one time a singer with the Stan Kenton Orchestra. His name is Gene Howard. And when he approached Gene Howard, Gene's like, you know, I got a wife and two kids. I don't know. And then his wife, Marge, wanted to talk to Murray. And one of the things she asked Murray was, is this going to be done with dignity? And he said, yes. And she said, all right, fine, then go ahead and do it. But I want to be in the recording studio. So she wanted to make sure, and nobody had any designs on this album being any sort of joke. They wanted it to be serious. And not only that, they had the top session musicians in L.A. Do the music on this.
Let's hear another cut from Love is a Drag, and this will be Bill and Tony Sarabia joining me here on Global Notes and looking at this interesting reissue from 1962, Love is a Drag. I'm Jerome McDonnell. You're listening to Worldview on WBEZ.
I used to dream that I would discover the perfect lover someday. I knew I'd recognize him if ever he came round my way. I always used to fancy then he'd be one of the godlike kind of men, with a giant brain, noble head, like the heroes born in the books I read. But along came Bill, who's not the type at all. You'd meet him on the street and never notice him. His form and face, his manly grace, are not the kind that you would find in a statue.
There's a song, Bill, from Love is a Drag, a 1962 release that featured men singing about their love for men, and it's
one man singing about
one man.
His, yeah,
one,
I love that lyric,
man.
A giant brain and a noble head. And another thing, Jerome, all of the people associated with this album, according to Murray Garrett, were straight. Even the two guys on the cover is kind of amazing. It's a silhouette or a profile of a guy blowing out cigarette smoke in that sultry way, and then someone else in the background, kind of fuzzy. But he said, yeah, everyone was straight. They did poke a little fun at Gene Howard at the recording studio. Some of the men would blow him kisses when he was done recording, and according to Murray Garrett, that would make his wife Marge a little green in the face.
Well, it's an interesting crew of people. I was reading that Bobby Hammack, the piano player, was somebody who did
lots of TV and studio work with Ed Sullivan, Glenn Campbell, Red Skelton, the bassist played with Ella Fitzgerald, Nat King Cole, and on and on and on. These guys were top session musicians.
Oh, yeah. He only went for the best. So this album came out. The guy who originally came to Murray Garrett with the album, he had bought out a partner for this record label, Liberty, and spun it off to something I think called Edison Music Company. Didn't have a lot of money for distribution. But there was a record store that was catty-corner in Hollywood from a drive-in where a lot of gay men worked. And I guess that's where the record was distributed. And they were getting call. He got a call from Garrett saying that he heard that these guys were buying up this record like 5-6 copies at a time. And nobody could really believe it. But a lot of Murray's gay friends in Hollywood were very thankful for what he did. He said, "You know, I'm glad you did this. I'm glad you didn't have the temptation to make this some sort of mockery." So it was extremely popular,
and it had a cult following of some sort.
It had a huge cult following
The record ended up selling for kind of collectory money.
Yeah, and actually, we should just mention that it was reissued a few weeks ago on this label that sort of specializes in hard-to-find records. There's some great anecdotes about how people enjoyed this record. My favorite is Liberace. So Garrett and Murray Garrett and Gene Howard, the vocalist, they were doing a shoot for Liberace, and Liberace put on his you know, that pretty outrageous outfit that he would wear, came out with his candelabra, put it on the piano. They did what they did, and as they were finishing up, Murray Garrett put on the album. Apparently, there was a gorgeous sound system. Gene Howard was a little nervous, and Garrett said, "Don't worry about it." Played the other side. The photo shoot was done. Liberace went into his dressing room, changed into his street clothes, had his candelabra on his hand, went over to the record player, took the album off, put it in the jack, and said, "Ta-ta," and then later told him, "That was my most favorite album ever." And Frank Sinatra loved it as well. He got a copy from his daughter, Nancy Sinatra. And Frank Sinatra asked, "Can you get I need some more of these." Bob Hope loved the album.
So there you go. Yeah. And now you can love the album too. It's out there. Love is a Drag for adult listeners only. And
not anymore. Yeah.
Not now. It's for kids.
Well, just a quick note, Jerome. You know, there is a clear line here to modern times. You know, this was unheard of back then, but now many artists who are out, I think Frank Ocean is one of them. They are starting to use the pronoun. Of their, you know, the person that they are in love with. So Frank Ocean is saying he instead of just the vague you. I think the last song we're going to play is a song that Gene Howard did with Stan Kenton, which was "She's Funny That Way," but now it's "He's Funny That Way," right?
Yep.
I'm not much to look at. Nothing to see. Just glad I'm living and lucky to be. I got a man crazy for me. He's funny that way.
There it is. "He's Funny That Way" from Love is a Drag for adult listeners only. So that'll do it for this week's Global Notes with Tony Sarabia. You can check him out every morning on Morning Shift and then on Friday nights with his international global music show, Radio M, and right here on Wednesdays on Worldview. Thanks a lot, Tony, and we'll see you soon. And tomorrow on Worldview, we'll be talking with a journalist who was there for Castro's death and funeral in Cuba. So hope you can join us tomorrow for Worldview. Worldview is produced by Steve Bynum and Alexandra Solomon. Thanks to Mike Gilmore for engineering. I'm Jerome McDonnell. You've been listening to Worldview from WBEZ.
Every day it'd be so much better off if I went away. But why should I leave him? Why should I go? unhappy without me, I know. And I've got a man crazy for me. He's funny that way. He's funny that